Hi, Brad.
Hey, who's this?
It's Jesse. How are you doing?
Jesse!
Yeah.
Jesse, hey.
How are you doing?
Hey, I went and visited your website.
Yes.
I did. Is that a picture of you on the front of your website?
No.
That's fucking awesome.
No.
Oh, that's not you.
No.
That's not you. Oh, my God. I thought it was.
Yeah.
Why does it say only part of your people have knowledge and shit?
What is it?
On your website, it says some of you people have knowledge.
Knowledge?
Some of you, yeah, or like you went to school or something.
Well.
Degree.
So.
Do you have a degree?
No, so we're Google Premier Channel Partner. You know, Brad, I actually talked to your son this morning. He didn't seem to be as on board as you were. Did you talk to him?
I know, he was good.
He's what? Are you there?
Hold on.
I just fucked up really bad.
Hold on. Oh, my God. I just sent a Muslim Jewish nun a whole bunch of messages that I was supposed to send my son.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, and I photocopied the shit, and then I sent it to him, but then I just kept sending it to her.
Oh, man. Oh. That doesn't sound good.
Sometimes people do think I'm a nun. No, wait,
oh,
wait,
yeah?
Wait.
I would think you were ever that.
I love it, bro. We only have our memories. Okay, I'm good to there. We charge, okay. Yeah, that's how you beat a nun. Muslim nun. She said, a Jewish Muslim nun. She said, sometimes people do think I'm a nun. All of a sudden I caught on. I said, it's weird. I have no prejudices. I don't care. I don't either. Jesus. I just fucked that up, didn't I, Jesse?
I don't know. Is this someone you're close to?
You don't know. You don't know the lady. She can't be a Jewish Muslim nun. You understand this, right?
Yeah.
You understand that Muslims,
yeah,
aren't
and Jewish are two different things. Yeah.
And there might be a Jewish nun, I guess, but I don't know. This lady could be a monk, as far as I know. I don't know. All right. That's out of Indianapolis. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I called her a fucking Jewish Muslim nun.
Okay. Well, I mean, Brad,
okay, my partner doesn't seem so, what are we going to do, what are we going to do? Because you're not going to do anything with my website, you're just going to have your website, I think.
No.
Website.
We would create you a whole website. So, that's what we had discussed. I had texted you over what the website looks like.
I just want a real website.
Yeah, this would be a real...
Flashes my pictures. Seriously. www.me.com, and that's a lie.
yeah.
Where pictures flash in front of you of different backgrounds and different jobs.
Well, that's what we would do. So I just texted that over to you again.
A different job said, and you see your bathtub in front of you. I want you to advertise my website. My son, who's my partner, says, well, for that kind of money, why can't we just advertise with Google directly and get a good website though? I got a website, but it's not quite what I want. It ain't what I want. So I look at you and I see your stuff because I went on your website and I see that, okay, what you're calling a website isn't actually a website. It's the same thing Angie's List did to me. promise no. I was going to rebuild a website.
No,
and
no,
all
no.
All I did was put my name and phone number and shit on their own little thing, and nobody finds me off of it.
Okay,
and
that's
because
but
I have to go through them.
That's not what we would do.
And I have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. I probably owe Angie's List $1,500 right now. How can I not pay him? I've done $14,000 worth of work.
So, Brad, they would be calling you directly. It wouldn't go through us. And, again, I texted you
you're
over.
You get paid.
So, it would be the...
Paid. Oh, you get paid a price.
The monthly price.
You get paid...
The monthly price. So, it's the month-to-month.
What are you going
to
do for me? Where, how, what hoops you going to jump through? Are you going to do my home shows for me? No, you've never even been...
Am I going to do what?
I mean, are you going to do my home shows for me? Do I not need to do them anymore?
Your what? Your home shows? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I mean, so, Brad, I mean, just to kind of reiterate, what we would do for you is get you on the first page of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases, make this website, submit your company with all their directory listings, and get you on mobile devices. So optimize your website mobily as well as your Google business profile on Apple Maps, Google Maps. I mean, I could do the price of that for just $199.
Hold on. Are you typing that I'm being crazy?
No.
What
are you typing? I was just talking to one of my coworkers while you were waiting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what'd you tell him? What'd you tell him? You know, you got this fucking drunk fuck out of Indiana. We'll leave you alone.
No.
Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. You didn't lie to me, did you?
No. I was, not at all. I would never say that. I mean, are you drunk? You sound like
no.
You have maybe been drinking just a little bit, but, you know.
Well, now's the best time to talk to me, though. Now's the best time to talk to me for a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't want to take advantage of you, Brad. You know, like, I'm not...
Hey, Jesse, I seen a picture of you earlier, and I would absolutely love for you to take advantage of me.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I would never do that. I'm not that type of person.
No, the person on the website, remember? On the front page of your website?
Yeah.
Jesse,
well, that's not me.
I've been waiting to talk to you for so long. I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you.
So
I wish I was as drunk as I want to be. Because I would be drunker right now, but I'm not.
I mean, mostly it's
my, my grandkids said stand up. They said stand up. Yeah.
I mean, I just mostly wouldn't want to sign you up while you're drunk and then have your son get mad or something, and then, you know, you guys call it cancel.
Oh, he's gonna get. He'll get pissed. He'll get really mad.
I mean, that's, you know, mostly ultimately all I'm trying to do, Brad, is help you out with your marketing. I mean, if that's something you want to do, then I'm here to help you with it.
How long of a commitment do I have to make?
It's month to month, so there's no commitment.
So next month if I'm pissed. What happens in January when the stuff goes down? I mean, because work goes down. Right now we are covered up. We're covered up right now. We have so much.
Well,
we
could
do so much more, though.
You could do seasonal pauses if you need to.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Like, I get Angie's List taken care of.
Yeah, well, but that's Angie's List
something.
Isn't
that's
getting you on Google, right? I mean, this would be placing...
No, Angie's List is... If I... Check this out. If I advertise on Facebook for $25 and I stay on Angie's List, I show up on the front page every time because there's nobody. There's the only competition I got here is scabbing people that are trying to do other work, like putting in bathtub liners or something, they're stabbing on my work and telling my customers that that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
There's nobody else around here, really, that really does it. There's a couple plate companies, but there's nobody that does it.
Yeah. Well, look it. Look at
so,
Brad. Okay.
I'm not like a general contractor or say I'm a roofer that's got 25 people in competition. So you're sitting here hitting them as hard as you can. Come on. You need to be at top. I just have to be there. I don't have to be at top.
Okay. Well, look at Brad. This is what I'll do for you. Okay. If I can get you to sign up right now, to help you out, I'll do the price of the program for $149. That's the best I can do, and at least you can give it a shot and see how it works for you. Get that website that will be yours. It's your own URL domain name. Get you on all the directory listings and get you on the first page of Google. I can do all of that for $149 if I can get you to sign up right now.
Cool. That's pretty tempting. Is that repetitive every month?
Yeah, it'll stay that. So I'll lock you into that position at just $149 month to month. There's no extra fees, no hidden taxes. I mean, we do ask you to give it 2 months, but that doesn't mean you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front.
Yeah.
So, it would be that.
I'll give you $149 right now. I'll give you $149 right now. Show me what you can do and do it fast. Show me what you can do. Bomb it.
Okay, Brad. Okay, so then
I hope you're responsible. I know what you look like. I've seen you on the front of the website. Don't act like it's not you. I already know.
Okay.
You know the girl on the front of the website?
No, she's just some model. I don't know. I'm not sure who she is.
Could you have her come over? I mean, I'm happily married, but could you happily come over? Or you? No. Could you have her happily come over and hang out with me one night and see?
Yeah.
We could be lost soulmates, really.
I'll do what I can.
I mean, I know it's you, Jesse, because everybody that calls me connects me to you.
Right, so, because I'm working on your account. Brad, I'll get you in for that $149 if I can get you to sign up, and then you can give it a couple of months and see how it goes, okay? How about that?
I will work with you on that. I will.
Okay.
I'll work with you on that right now, and I will sign up for that if that's exactly what you're going to do. And then show me what you can do, and then maybe we could re-talk this out later.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Where it's actually cost more. I mean,
yeah, well, so we can add more.
Back to,
we can definitely add more marketing to it later on, like if you wanted to add Facebook ads or something like that. But, you know, to give it a shot for that $149, and we'll get you the website. Get you mobily optimized, get you all the directory listings, and get you on the front page of Google. So,
how does that work? Tell me how it works. Because I'm getting ready to send you a copy of my credit card on a trust that you're going to do what you say. So tell me how it works.
Okay, so just to kind of run you down, Brad, so basically I'm going to set you up, and I'm going to get you in for a client interview. The client interview will be on Monday. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard. So the reporting dashboard is where you're going to be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the searches that are performed. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you on all the mobile devices. We'll also get you, between that time, your internet presence like cleaned up across the board. And then from 30 to 45 days, you'll be on the front page of Google.
Okay, what about after that?
Then after that, we just continue optimizing it. So we'll manage, optimize, maintain the website that we built for you.
So I actually get to talk to somebody? I mean,
yes,
like, actually
absolutely.
Somebody's going to talk to me or call me?
Because
what I found out with Angie's List, I got a whole lot of calls in the beginning. And today I've been trying to call them all day. Two people that I called wasn't even really Angie people. He was in the Philippines, told me his name was Nectar.
Nectar? His name was Nectar?
Nectar. I made him say it 4 different times. Nectar.
Nectar.
He's in the Philippines. I said, I just want to talk to Benjamin, the guy that sold me my shit back in the day, he's in Colorado. I called Colorado. I got the Philippines.
Well, we're all in California, so you don't have to worry about that. In California?
I know, you're going to bring me down there. You're going to bring me down there, pick me up from the airport in a limousine, and we're going to hang out for the weekend, and then I'm going to go home, and you can forget about me.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of money you think I've got, but it's not limousine money.
Sweetheart, I know what you're doing for a living. You're making all this money, damn it.
I live in California.
Anybody that lives in California has to have money. Because, dude, I live for a quarter of what you do.
Probably. I rent a room.
More. How do you do it?
I think my life is pretty modest. You know, it's not, like, crazy. But I do it because I was born here. So,
I moved away. Hey, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I hear a lot of uhs and uh-ohs. Maybe not uhs.
No.
I moved away to Panama City Beach. I moved away to Panama City Beach. I had a beach house. I did bathtubs. So I bought a beach house. Lived down there. I thought I was going to retire. I actually did retire, sort of. But I kept doing bathtubs. And then Hurricane Michael came through and he tore my house to pieces. So I just sold out my stuff. I bought it right after remember some storm or something and there was Gulf. In the Gulf of Mexico, there was oil everywhere. Exxon or something had oil everywhere. So I bought a place really cheap there. And then a hurricane freaking hit me. So I had to come back here. So I came back here and bought me a house and realized that my only competitor in my local area that did bathtubs decided to retire.
Yeah.
So now here I am all alone. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got to do a lot of advertising of some sort in my local area to plant the seed that I'm here.
Right.
That's what I meant about home and stuff, doing the home shows and the civic centers and things like that.
Okay.
I am going to Indianapolis to get a lot of work. I would rather do it local, and I think that if somebody picked up their phone and searched and was able to find me up front, that would increase that so I didn't have to go to Indy no more.
Right. That's exactly what I want to do for you. It's just that. So
that's what I want you to do for me.
Okay, well, let's get you set up, Brad. So, I mean, do you have a middle initial?
It's William.
Okay. What's your last name?
B. Smith. It's Will Smith. Come on, I'm the white Will Smith.
So your last name is Smith?
Your name's Smith. I'm like, smack, I'm going to hit you. Go on. I told a guy in the bank at the end of the day, and he was black, and I'm like...
Okay.
He said, Austin, you hit me, I'm jumping over this thing. I said, if I hit anybody behind her, I'm going to be in trouble.
So it's like your business name.
I'm not racist or anything at all, by any means. It's funny,
I didn't think
though.
You were.
It's funny because I'm Will Smith and I'm white, so I can fuck with people.
Yeah.
Because Will Smith is so stupid, so now I can take a little credit for it. Anyways, all right, sorry if it's a bad joke.
No. I think, especially with that whole Oscar thing, I mean, that was pretty crazy. So it's a worth it joke at this point.
If I had been a Oscar, I would have come back at him like nothing else. We'd been wrestling. We've been wrestling. He had no idea what was coming around, even after he didn't take his medication that day. You know, some days if I don't take my medication, I get the same way, as you can tell.
I heard that he's, what do you call it? He went to treatment or something. So.
Yeah. So he must be treated for something. He acted bad.
So did you, is the best address for you, Brad? Is it the 1420 East State Road?
Yes.
Okay.
246. Correct. Why are you coming over?
Yeah, right now.
I got a couple bathtubs out here. I know what you look like. Hey, if I could just get a couple pictures of you and a couple of my bathtubs, I know that would absolutely sell the business like nothing else.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. That girl is pretty. That's not me, though.
Okay, so if it's not you, would you bring her with you?
Yeah, I'll definitely, I'll hit her up.
I will keep it professional as long as I can, I promise.
Okay, all I'll right. Let her know.
What's that?
So it's, so your address is Road 246, right?
Yeah, State Road 246, Terre Haute, Indiana, 47802.
Okay. Some reason it's not coming up.
Go 1420 E period state STATERD 246 and see what happens. Okay. It'll work that way. I know it's that way with FedEx and other people.
Okay. Road 46.
Are you going to take an automatic payment out next month?
Yeah, so I'll read all of that to you.
Could you move it back to the 26th, please?
Yeah, so just let them know that
even
in your...
Even if it affects this month.
Yes, that's fine. Just let them know that in your client interview when you do that. So we're going to set that up on Monday.
Oh, you're going to be here Monday?
I mean, I'm here Monday through Friday.
No, you're going to be here Monday.
Oh, there. Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, I know what you look like. You better be.
Okay.
I'll have my stuff ready. I'll try to keep it professional. My wife will be pissed, but, you know, she's been mad before, right?
Yeah, okay. So I'm just going to get some basics about your company, Brad. What are your hours of operation?
When do you want to be? Hours up. We don't have a shop. I get up, I get coffee, I leave.
When do you want to be taking phone calls? Like, what time do you want to be taking phone calls?
When do you think I should?
Anytime. Okay, 24/7?
They call me at all hours of the day, and I talk to them. And sometimes I shouldn't, but I do.
Okay. And then you want to put your son as an authorized user,
right?
Well,
you can put 6 to 6. 6 a.m., 6 p.m. People okay. Still call. They'll call whenever they want.
Okay.
Put 6 to 6. Why don't you just put it 6 days a week so I can try to have a day off? I don't get a day off. Trust me.
Okay. Through Saturday?
I know.
Monday through Saturday?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but my son goes hunting on the weekends and he forwards everything to me.
Okay.
Like this weekend, he's in Kentucky hunting for deer. This weekend, he'll be here in Indiana for deer.
You want to put him as an authorized user on the account?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Does he have the same last name, Smith?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And then...
my son, how can he not have a same last name?
I don't, some people are weird. They like change their names, you never know.
his name is Muhammad Muhammad. My name is Muhammad Una Muhammad.
Okay.
That went back to the Jewish Muslim nun I just pissed off. I had the whole thing figured out and then I thought I was texting my son. Oh man, I screwed that up.
Brad, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
Yes. No, Facebook profile's perfect. Fine.
Okay.
I got a lot of information.
Okay. All right.
Go to AG Smith Refinishing on Facebook.
Okay. We're gonna set up your client interview. Okay. Your client interview, what time do you have available on Monday?
Right now I'm going to the doctor Monday at 12:30. I think it's a shop day that day unless we schedule something else. Why don't you go ahead and write yourself? Well, how late can you be here?
So the client interview, the latest it could be would be like 5 to 6.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. And the whole phone call is not going to take an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Yeah, tell them to take their time. I can be last. Make me last. Last.
Okay, okay.
So I have plenty of time to do what I need to do, and, yeah.
So the billing, for the billing, Brad, it's going to be the same address, right? The 1420 East Road?
East State Road, 246.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you going to be using a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Yes.
How do you like that answer? Yes, four different.
Yeah, yes.
It's
all of them?
Things with two circles.
Okay. MasterCard?
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
MasterCard, they don't take MasterCard everywhere, do they?
Not everywhere, but we take it. Well, so I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Well, I'll bet you are. Hey, how do I know that you're not a Russian, Muslim, Jewish gun?
Well, I'm definitely not any of those things. My first language is English, and also my second and third. I don't speak any other language, so it would be a little bit hard for me to be a Russian Jewish something without even knowing Russian.
I get it. You're Ukrainian. Right.
Oh, okay.
So what do I do?
Just
anyway, text me. Text me and I can text you my number back.
Okay.
There's no way I can read it. I can't read it. So seriously, if you like, I'm not going to like harass you and stuff and call you when I'm drunk. You just won't do that. But,
okay, I just texted you. Yeah.
You did just text me. Is that really your number? Is that a fake one?
Well, it's our company phone number.
Right. Don't give me nothing personal.
I can't. Like, I can't do that. It's just company policy.
I'm about to come murder you. You want my credit card, right? You know how many people call me and want my credit card?
Well, I mean, Brad, it's up to you. You know, I mean, I'm not going to force you to do anything.
It looked like it from the picture.
That I'll force you to do something?
Yes, I was wanting that. I've been waiting for you. Let's get your business at the top. Go contact me. Press 1. I'll call a bunch of that. What about you? Can I just send a picture to that, Jesse?
Yeah, if you text a picture to that, that's fine.
You rip me off, Jesse. I'm coming to California.
Okay, I'm in Orange County, so you can definitely come out here.
Don't tell my partner, and I'll be there for at least a week. So even if I find you early, we're going to hang out and act like I didn't find you yet, okay?
Okay, for sure.
I'm
going to
ask for a chance. I should never, ever do this. You know this, right?
Well,
nobody
I'll delete.
Nobody sends their credit card across long-distance lines without doing further observational checkpoints, right?
Well, I'll delete it right away, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, after I charge
her. Are you a Jewish Muslim known, yes or no?
No, I'm not. Definitely, I am.
When you said that,
I was born Christian. That's the.
I am too, but I can't be prejudiced. So, I can't believe I sent her all those messages, but. She's a, people think I'm a nun. Yeah, she's a nun. She's a Muslim.
Yeah.
She got my card. Oh, yeah. Hey, you've got a quiet. Oh, shit. Better only be 149.
Yeah, well, it'll run automatically. So, and then I'm going to read
on the 26th, though.
Okay.
I get monthly money in. On the 22nd, but it sometimes takes 2 or 3 days to get in the bank. So put it on the 26th so at least it comes out of that.
Okay. I'll, I'll have it changed to that for next month. Okay, so, and then I'm going to have you sign a, terms anyway, so, the terms of the program. Okay.
Sign them for me.
Okay, perfect. Let's see if I can do this. So, and then I will go ahead and delete that.
Don't you tell my partner.
Don't you tell my partner. If he calls her, let's find out. If research is still, don't tell him. I'm going to act like it's something else. And,
okay.
We'll see. If all of a sudden this starts working, then I can say, look, what's working? Let's get rid of Angie.
Okay. Okay. I mean,
I really would like to get rid of Angie because, yeah, I could pay for you guys to enhance me to the primo.
So yes.
Where anybody, anywhere in the Midwest found me.
Well, that's not...
In half the money I pay Angie.
To do it nationwide, or like the whole state, the whole Midwest,
no.
You would have to be like, have the like buildings in those areas. So, Okay, so Brad, just to kind of finish up a little, but you know, just to get back focused. So I did run the card for $149.
What? no, oh, my God, I'm about just almost out of corner.
Oh, my God.
Don't
please.
Put me in off, though.
$149. I ran it for the $149. Okay, and so I am going to read a voice verification. This is just to outline the service agreement with us. So if you have any questions, just stop me, let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A, period, G, period, Smith, refinishing.
Okay, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Will Smith.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
It's W.M. Brad Smith is how you should put it, because that's actually how I'm going to sign everything and do everything.
Okay. So you want me to change it to William Brad Smith instead?
I would. Okay. I would change it to W.M. Brad Smith, because that's what I go by.
Okay. Okay, I'll change it.
I really would.
So, and then you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I'm the owner, of course. Yes.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, Brad, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Brad, we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already, okay?
Perfect.
So
that'll eliminate a lot of traffic on my phone.
Yes, definitely. So
you're lucky I picked you, Jesse. I had a bunch of people to pick from.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're the best. So
all right,
I know you're gonna love
me.
It. So okay, so
show
Brad,
me. Take you to the top.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Well, yeah, within minutes, probably.
Okay, and in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just simply let us know, okay?
Yeah, I don't have any other thing going.
Okay, so, Brad, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of September 23rd, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $149. Now, this will be a recurring payment, and I did already put in the notes that to change the billing date to the 26th. So I will make sure that we'll get done, so it'll be on the 26th that it'll automatically renew to $149. So, Brad, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Brad, now the next thing that I'm going to do with you, the very last thing is, here, I actually need to resend it because
better
I changed.
Better not be the last thing. Better, it better not be the last thing.
Well, at least for right now, just for right now. So, I need to resend it actually. So, now I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to say, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when you get that text message.
Shit, that wasn't somebody, that was my aunt. All right, wait a minute. William B's Angel.
Okay, so do me a favor and open up that link. When you you can, this is basically everything we discussed in writing. So when you're done looking that over, take your time. Go ahead and scroll to the bottom of that and press the little white box that says "I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card." And in the orange box,
don't rip me off. Hey, listen, Lee. Don't rip me off. You know I can't read all this.
Okay,
you can't read any of it.
Everything, it's just everything that we already discussed in writing, so, you know, just to have it written out. So, when you're done looking it over in the orange box, type out your name and press confirm signature. Let me know when you're done with that.
Am I sending this to a foreign country?
No, it's in Orange County, California. That's where we're located. You can always come visit if you'd like, Brad.
I want to. I'm going to. Watch
okay.
Boom. Boom. Get back. Wait a minute. Please accept terms. Sorry, accept terms of anything.
Oh, it's just a little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder.
Orange. Please accept the terms and conditions. Where's that little white box at?
It's right above the orange box. So it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card.
The orange box says confirm signature. Above it, it has today's date. Above it has my name.
Right, and then...
it has count.
You see where it says cancellation and refund? You see where it says that?
No, it just says cancel.
Okay, right there, there should be a little white box, and it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card.
How are you getting a hold of you?
What?
Yeah. How are you getting a hold of me? How are you sending me that message? I can't send it back. I was going to send you a picture of what it says. I can't send
you a picture. You just texted me.
I put my name. I put confirm. So. My address for the Snapchat, your name, that's my name. So I need to write it out like above?
Yeah, yes, just write William B. Smith.
Oh, that's what's probably about. Someone else. What? Are you birthday girl still?
No.
Yeah, you are. It's your birthday day.
My birthday week.
Week. Yeah, that's right. You just got a party for a whole week if it's your birthday. No matter what. All right. There.
Okay. Yeah, did it take you to username and login, Brad?
No.
You said no?
No.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I can't confirm signatures.
Okay, so when you type in your name, you just press William space B space Smith and no space after the Smith.
There are those spaces.
Okay, and then, okay, I'm looking at it with you, okay? So, see right there, right? So, it says...
Hold on, I'm backing all the way up. Here we go. So, I am the space. There. Not a couple hours of the deal. There.
So did it take you to a username and login?
No.
Okay.
Dude, my smartphone is smarter than me. I'm from the Midwest. So, I mean,
okay.
We're not that smart.
Let's start over, okay? I'm going to send you the link again, okay? Let's just start this over. I'm going to text you just the link.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this is almost it, I promise. So, I'm just going to text you the link. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. I'm going to walk you through
it. I'm going to get a hold of Tori. She's from another company. It's got to be easier, right?
Right, so I just texted it to you again. Did you get that link?
Looks like the last one.
Yeah, okay, so do me a favor, open that up. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do, okay? So,
hold on. Hey, Jesse's going to tell you what to do.
No.
Do it exactly right.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No, you can do it.
My grandkids won't even do it. Now what I got to do is...
Okay, so,
Jesse,
Brad.
I know how hot you are.
Is your name spelled correctly, right? It's spelled correctly on there, right? W-I-L-L-I-A-M, right? That's how you spell your, William?
I don't know how this will spell. How's will spell?
Okay, so at the bottom of it, it says cancellation and refunds. Then it has some writing. Then there's
It says William B. Smith. And it says the address,
the date. Yeah.
Then it says signature, and it says cancel. And underneath it, there's red letters. So please accept terms by checking off the above checkbox.
Yes, right there.
Where's the above checkbox?
It's okay. Do you see where it says cancellation and refund? Do you see that?
No.
Okay, well, scroll up a little bit, then.
All right. Start to see shit. I don't know what your problem's been all this time, lady.
Oh, I don't have a problem.
There was a box above that. All right, scroll up. You did tell me that. All right. Can you see what I'm doing?
I can't. No, I have no idea. No, I wish I could so I could show you.
I wish you could show you. I know what you look like, remember?
Right, like the girl on the front.
When I come to Orange County. Hey, I got red numbers again.
So,
how old
okay.
are you, Jesse?
I'm 32.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
I asked you this last night. All my freaking friends are 32. Ridiculous. My son's 32. No, you're not the age of my son. Oh, forget that. Anyway. You are exactly the age of my son. He's born in 1990.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, actually, I know that because he gave me his email.
Adrian 1990 Smith? Yeah. Hey,
You can. Are you going to send him an email back that says, ha, 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 talk your dad into it?
No, absolutely not.
Would you?
You want me to?
Invalid. Yes, please. Invalid okay. Something. I can't. Invalid.
It's the signature. So is William spelled correctly? Is it W-I-L-L-I-A-M?
I'm trying to log in at Brad Smith.
Brad, that username and login, you'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. Okay?
How long did
that? Well, they need to create your reporting dashboard. What's the best email for you, by the way?
How do they know what I do?
Well, that's what they're going to go over on the client interview on Monday. So they're going to find that.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
hey, it's only going to be 70 degrees on Monday, I think, but our pool's still open. So go ahead and bring your bikini, but be careful.
Okay.
It's going to be really cold in there. It's going to be really cold. I got to promise you, this is going to be like 45 at night. So it's going to be cold in the pool, but bring your bikini. And if you can't swim, maybe a life jacket or something. You'll be here what time? 5 o'clock Monday?
Okay, that's sure.
Stay boss, you have to fly out. You have to fly out for a personal interview because I insisted.
Okay. I'll get them to put that on their business tab.
yeah, on their business plane. Fly Indy, I'll come pick you up. We'll hang out for a weekend. It'll be a good time, promise. You'll never forget it. I promise
okay.
I'll never forget it.
Okay. Brad, what's the best email
for
you?
Are y'all nervous now because you got invited to a party?
No.
All right, what's next?
What's the best email for you? Because I only have your son.
Brad. B-R-A-D.
Uh-huh.
Smith.
Uh-huh.
S-M-I-T-A 5214 at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect.
Or you can get a hold of my son if you want. He's ambitious and, yeah, but he don't want to spend no money.
Yeah.
He's going mad.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he'll be happy, but once it works, you know, it all works out for you guys, I know he's going to love it. So, Brad, they're going to call you on Monday at 5, mm-hmm. between 5 and 6. Okay, I'll try to tell them to do it a little bit later. Okay?
Latest is best. Just write latest is best.
Okay, I'll do that.
They have something else to do, they want to get dinner, whatever they want to do, that's fine. Latest is best.
Okay, I'm sending you my extension and phone number again, Brad. So if you need anything, you can always reach me. I'm going to send you a YouTube video.
Do you have any more pictures?
No.
Do you have any more pictures?
No. I don't.
Don't tell me they only took one picture.
Yeah, I guess just that girl you think I am.
You're hotter than hell, baby. You're so hot, I mean, damn, we don't find people like you here in the Midwest. Anyways,
yeah, Californians are built different for sure.
Well, anyways, all right, you sent me a couple texts. What does that mean?
It's just a video of the reporting dashboard and my extension and phone number. So, I mean, so Brad, you're all set. Did you have any questions at all?
Yeah. I have I think I've got 98 of them right now. But I'm not gonna call you until I get 104.
Okay. I have all the notes for the billing date and all of that, so they can go ahead and change that.
I just need to know when you work so I can call and harass you and give you something to do.
Okay.
If you rip me off, if you're one of them Polynesian girls, rip me off, then I'm telling you what, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah, no, well, I hope so. I'm pretty American. I'm about as American as it comes, besides being Native American. I'm not that, but.
Do you have blonde hair or dark hair?
My hair is blonde.
Is it fake blonde or is it
real
blonde?
It's real blonde. It's like dirty
really?
Blonde. Yeah. I was born with very, very light blonde hair.
And you were born out there?
Yeah. In Orange County. Born here. Born and bred. You know, that's where my parents decided to move. They're both from out there, though. My dad is actually traveling out there right now in an RV.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brad,
we own an RV. I own an RV business too, brother.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Brad, on Monday they're going to be. What?
I'm gonna help them too. We help them too.
I mean, if you want to help with
it. For me, they're gonna want you too. They're gonna want. I mean, if you can do your thing from California and make them number one, I mean, I'm already number one. All right, no. You can tell by my confidence I'm number one.
Yeah, totally.
I really don't care. I mean, I make plenty of money. But I'll do anything to make me more money. Sure.
Okay. Brad, just remember on Monday they're going to be calling you from the 877 number, okay?
Oh, no, that sounds like Andy's number. I probably won't answer it.
Well, save it in your phone. It's 877.
Call me ahead of time. Hey, will you call me ahead of time? Will you put it on your counter? Call me ahead of time, like 30 minutes ahead of time. Say, Brad, I know I can do this, but listen, I'm going to call you in a half hour.
Okay.
And then that'd be really awful if you did that. Really, because then I'll remember. Because by Monday, fuck, I don't know. There's a big concert tonight, and I'm not even sure what I'm going to remember by then.
Okay. All right. Well, Brad, hey, I hope you have a good weekend, though, and just expect that phone call on Monday, okay?
All right. Don't tell Adrian.
I won't.
And if you do, give him a ha-ha-ha-ha, your dad fell for it. Give him something like that. That'll really make him mad while he's in the woods in Kentucky hunting.
No, I wouldn't do
you
that.
You could do that.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because that could backfire on you, couldn't it? That could backfire on you.
Yeah, it just sounds like problems.
Yeah. I'm more in this conversation with telling you, like I told a customer today, when she wanted her opinion on a piece of plumbing that busted out when a cop was there. And I explained to her that I want no controversy within my company whatsoever. I'm not a plumber, therefore I cannot make any responsible decisions on or against that.
Okay.
So, I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Well, if you need anything, call
me,
okay?
Please make your people stop calling me. Tell your people stop calling me.
They will. They're not going to call you anymore, I promise.
The ones that are calling me, I can tell them that, what?
Well, so on Monday, you'll have your client interview. That's the only other time we're going to call you, okay?
I know, but when all the other companies call me, what am I supposed to tell them?
Oh, just tell them that you're working with someone. Yeah, just tell them you're working with somebody already.
I'm telling too fucking busy. All right, love you, Jesse.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Brad. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.